Hi everyone, my name's Liam and I've been working as an artists and repertoire manager in the music industry for about 10 years now. I'm here today to talk to you about breaking into the entertainment business. People often think you just need raw talent to make it, while my friends used to tell me you simply need luck. But honestly, what you really need to survive initially is just pure passion. The hours are long and without it, you'll burn out quickly. Once you have that drive, you need to understand the landscape. A common mistake newcomers make is relying solely on mainstream social media or pop culture blogs for their news. Instead, I strongly recommend consulting specialized trade magazines. These publications are written by professionals, for professionals, and they give you a realistic picture of current trends. If you pick up one of these publications, you might expect to see schedules for upcoming tour dates. While that's occasionally included, what they really provide is crucial financial data. Understanding this helps you see which genres are actually generating revenue and how the market is performing overall.
These magazines are also fantastic tools for job hunting. When I was starting out, I wasted hours on general employment websites. You won't often see senior executive roles advertised in the magazines, but you'll definitely find the best entry-level jobs listed near the back in the classified sections.
Another vital feature of these publications is keeping track of who is who. They feature a regular column, not for celebrity gossip, as you might assume, but rather for personnel changes. Knowing who has just been promoted or moved to a different record label can be incredibly useful when you are trying to build your network.
And speaking of networking, if you manage to secure an interview, you want to sound like an insider rather than a fan. You might be tempted to use industry slang you've heard on TV, but you'll easily pick up the necessary technical terms just by reading the articles regularly. This vocabulary will make you sound far more professional.
Now, accessing these resources can be an issue. Physical copies are great, though buying them individually at the newsagent gets expensive very quickly. I definitely recommend getting online subscriptions because they are much more affordable and you can search their archives instantly.
I can personally vouch for this approach. I got my own big break through one of these publications. I remember reading a piece featuring a famous singer. Well, actually, it was an independent producer who was interviewed, and he casually mentioned he was expanding his team. I sent him an email referencing the article, and he hired me.
Beyond just music production, the scope of these magazines is huge. There's lots of guidance on things like marketing, and surprisingly, even legal advice regarding contracts and copyrights. This broader knowledge is essential, because the modern music industry requires you to wear many different hats.
Ultimately, dedicating time to reading this specialized press is an investment in your future. It won't instantly make you a millionaire, but it undoubtedly gets you a competitive advantage over everyone else trying to get their foot in the door. So, start reading, and good luck.